Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in Nairobi, Kenya, his ancestral home, where he was greeted on the tarmac late Friday by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. Mr. Obama later dined with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other extended family members. VOA's Aru Pandey reporting that the president now gets down to business later today.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey has launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets Friday, opening its air bases also to U.S. warplanes attacking militant forces in Syria. Airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. Foreign Ministry in Ankara said U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border for operations against the Islamic State militants. Turkish statement said it would also take part in anti-IS operations inside of Syria. U.S. officials are denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that says the Obama administration is preparing to release convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard early to help ease tensions with Israel. Pollard, a Jewish American, was arrested on charges of spying for Israel in 1985. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote against the deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Tehran the green light to develop a nuclear weapon. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would put the world on the verge of war in a volatile region.
We go right back to square one where we were with no alternative. Iran is enriching. We have no inspections. We have no ability to know what they're doing. We don't roll back their program. We're right back where we were, and we are going to head to conflict.
Congress has just over 50 days to accept or reject the Iran nuclear deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike. It happened earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. We get more now from Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen al-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
European regulators have approved a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. Lisa Schlein reports.
On Friday, the European Medicines Agency issued a positive assessment of the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine called Mosquirix, essentially giving the WHO the green light to review the product for its use in Africa. Scientists have been searching for an effective vaccine against malaria for decades. Mosquirix is the first one, which has gone through a phase 3 trial. Malaria infects 200 million people worldwide every year and kills nearly 600,000, most of them children under the age of 5 in Africa. If the vaccine is proven to work, health officials believe it could potentially save millions of lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Oh, it's hard to imagine the polio virus doing anything but harm. Researchers are now using it for a positive purpose to attack cancer cells in the brain. You can get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to a celebration of festival season and the grandfather of them all. This is Russ Davis, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America on VOA 1 as I take you to Fort Adams State Park in Newport, Rhode Island to celebrate the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival. Over six decades ago now, George Wein, the great pianist himself, who now has for many years supported other musicians in their efforts, decided that the little seaport town of Newport, Rhode Island would be the perfect place for the premier jazz festival in all the world. Mission accomplished, Mr. Wein and associates, and now all these years later, people still flock from all over the world to come for 3 days to Fort Adams State Park, right there in the Newport, Rhode Island harbor, to enjoy music on various stages. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this year, July 31st and August 1st and 2nd, jazz fans will pack the park to hear wonderful music like this. Here's just one of the great artists that'll be performing at the festival this year. In fact, he's become a regular at Newport. I saw him there working with Chick Corea just a year ago. Here's Christian McBride, the master bassist and band leader. He'll be leading his own trio with Christian Sands and Ulysses Owens. Here's Little Sunflower, the Freddie Hubbard classic from Number 2 Express. Christian McBride beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America in celebration of the 2015 Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank you. Thank you. one of the sensations in jazz today, and certainly a young artist, and I do mean young, 12 years old, who is going to be drawing a large crowd to his performance at the Newport Jazz Festival this year, is young Mr. Joey Alexander, who was born in Denpasar, Bali, in Indonesia in 2003. When he was only about 6 years old, he sat down at the piano and started playing by ear music by Thelonious Monk, some of the most involved music in jazz. He couldn't even read music at the time. He just heard the music and could play it. And now, he's in New York City playing with some of the finest jazz musicians. His debut album, just out, titled My Favorite Things, a collection of some of the great jazz classics, among them the Dizzy Gillespie song Tour de Force, with a little bit of Jeepers Creepers thrown in for good measure. Joey Alexander performing at the Newport Jazz Festival this year. What a sensation is this very young man. What a sensation is the great vocalist Cassandra Wilson. She'll be bringing her celebration of Billie Holiday, titled Coming Forth by Day, to perform at this year's Newport Jazz Festival. I talked to her not long ago about how she treats classic standards and makes them her own. Here on VOA's Jazz America, joining us now, Cassandra Wilson.
This is Russ Davis in the presence of a lovely lady with one of the most distinctive voices in all of American music, all music, Cassandra Wilson. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, too. Thanks.
And, you know, you've done a standard or two over the years, and I was thinking about this. I was thinking that the ghost of Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer and Dorothy Fields and the Gershwins are tapping you on the shoulder every once in a while going, excuse me, young lady, you're not doing that exactly the way I wrote that song originally. Do you ever think about that?
And you know what I do?
That's the Barack Obama flick off the shoulder pad, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you know, sometimes I do think about it, and I try to deliver at least one verse almost exactly as the songwriter intended it, which is what most jazz musicians do. I think the problem comes, you know, in the mind. You know, you're thinking, well, a listener is listening and say, okay, I understand what you're doing, but why are you going all the way out here and doing it? I don't know what to say other than it feels good. You know, I hear something else and I want to try this, and my musicians say to me, hey, let's try this, and that's how things happen.
Intoxicated my soul into tones. And I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy maze. You go to my head. In this crazy romance, you go to my head. You go to my head.
Of all of the works that have been released this year in celebration of the 100th birthday of the great Billie Holiday, Cassandra Wilson's is one of the more interesting. Her album entitled Coming Forth by Day is probably one of the darker and more brooding presentations of Billie Holiday's music, certainly not the up-tempo, swinging, bouncing side of Billie Holiday, but instead the darker and more introspective. Hope you enjoyed her version of You Go to My Head. And we'll look forward to her presentation of Billie Holiday at the Newport Jazz Festival. One of the most versatile musicians that'll be performing at the festival this year is Mr. John Hollenbeck. He does everything from working with vocalists to his small group Claudia Quintet to working with big bands in Europe to his large ensemble. And that's what he'll be leading at Newport in 2015. From his album Eternal Interlude, here's the song Guarana. John Hollenbeck and his large ensemble, sounding as they shall at Newport this year on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. The scene at the Newport Jazz Festival, with the big sky up above, the harbor all around, the outdoor setting, lends itself perfectly to the large ensemble and the big sound that they can make, like the one you just heard. And as a matter of fact, I've got another large ensemble, a jazz orchestra to be specific, led by one of the most talented women in jazz and a couple of ladies back to back that'll be performing at Newport this year, coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Here's a simple message I received not long ago. Hi, Russ. I thank you so much for your reply. I just opened my inbox and saw that you have provided all the information I requested. You are very kind. You made me love and enjoy jazz. Best regards, Johnson Okwu Kamalu from Port Harcourt in Nigeria. And what Johnson was talking about was my offer to send you, if you are new to jazz, a brief document that I've put together, which gives you a very simple idea of the 100-plus-year history of jazz. It's just something to look at as a point of reference to get an idea about where jazz started and how it's developed over the years. So if you'd like to have that, just write me an email and I'll be happy to send it along to you, just as I did to Johnson Okwu Kamalu from Port Harcourt in Nigeria. Now, let's enjoy some music that'll be featured at this year's Newport Jazz Festival. Two very talented ladies back to back. Let's begin with Maria Schneider and her Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra. She's the award-winning band leader, composer, and arranger. And from her album Evanescence, dedicated to another great arranger and band leader, Gil Evans, here's a song with a whimsical title, Dance, You Monster, to My Soft Song, here on VOA's Jazz America. a young trumpeter and vocalist from British Columbia in Canada, who made her way to New York City to follow her musical dreams, and since then has been working with the likes of Bucky Pizzarelli and Nicholas Payton and others. That is Bria Skonberg, and she'll be performing on the very first day of the Newport Jazz Festival this year, Friday the 31st of July, with her group, the Jazz Compatriots. That's Bria Skonberg, preceded by Maria Schneider, just proving once again that the talented ladies of jazz are in the spotlight front and center in jazz today and at the Newport Jazz Festival this year. Well, one of the greats of jazz history as far as guitar is concerned, Pat Martino, will be performing on the second day of the festival in the Harbor Stage, Fort Adams State Park, on Saturday the 1st of August. He is one of the greats who began his career from his home in Philadelphia, working with the famous organ trios. And he's bringing his organ trio to the festival this year in Newport. Let's have some conversation with Pat Martino, then hear some live Pat Martino organ trio work here on VOA's Jazz America. I'd seen Pat Martino recently in a very successful and well-received live performance. I asked him to give me some thoughts about performing live and how to make a performance a successful one.
That's something that I can't describe. You can never expect things to happen like that, as magic and as successful, in terms of the integration of each of us. And the rapport was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is impossible to categorize as understood. That's what makes it so great and so such an event whenever it happens. You never know when it's going to happen. You know, before you're on stage, you're feeling the stress of it. You're worried whether it's going to happen, all of the little details that are involved in it. And then suddenly the first footstep towards stage, you're no longer even thinking. The mind is neutral.
Mm. Now, and you're getting to the answer I'm looking for here, see, because we don't get to have this experience. You do, so this is great. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like being in a trance.
Mm.
There is a conscious recognition of a change in the state of mind and body. I don't remember that night. I remember that transition, that moment. That's a significant realization in terms of my own identity,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and what I'm subject to when I'm outside of that identity.
Life being physical, part physical and part spiritual, it sounds like the spiritual, the spirit of the moment, takes over, and then the body just kind of falls into place and the show goes on. It does what it automatically does. The top of 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 DeFrancesco on organ, Billy Hart on drums. That is Pat Martino with a great organ trio and the song Olio, the classic from his album Live at Yoshi's. Now, here's another trio with a different style that'll also be performing at the Newport Jazz Festival this year, led by pianist Hiromi Yuhara from Japan. Her great trio will be performing with songs like this from her album Alive. The piece is entitled Warrior. Another talented lady playing the Newport Jazz Festival this year, Hiromi, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Plays these days with more power and precision than young Ms. Hiromi. That's Warrior from her album Alive. More from the Newport Jazz Festival coming up next hour.